What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Kinda Funny best friend and future AEW world champion, Fuego del Sol.
Happy to be here.
You think you got what it takes to hold down Nick Scarpino's spot, son?
Listen, you know, there's been dead weight on this show for a long time, okay? And I think for one day, I can sit here and think about something else while y'all talk,
That's just like Nick does,
and then pop in real quick with something on the fly, you
just
know?
Repeat something we just said, but he doesn't know what we just said.
Slightly incorrect as well.
You know, I'll find a line and I'll step right over it, just like Perfect. Nick Scarpino
That's
today.
That's what I was thinking. One of my favorite comments of people being like, it's great to see them all in person so that we can see Nick zone out in real life and not listen to people while they're talking.
It was the big thing about bringing in the other TV to have for chat, as you knew, Nick's just a moth to flame, man. Yeah. He can't do it. He can't, what's Cody Hagler saying? And then, you know, Nick ignores everything. That's the end of that. Happy to have you, though, Fuego. Thanks for coming through.
I'm happy to be
here, man. He's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, rootin' tootin', nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Mazel tov.
Sorry about that. I flubbed in there. I got rusty. I haven't said it.
Sounds like you want to call him handsome to begin with.
Well, I mean, I always do.
Well, exactly.
That's just calling the sky Spade. Blue.
The sky blue. Mm.
You know what I mean?
David Spade or David Spade.
Mops calling David Spade or David Spade. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing okay.
You got some sweatpants on, huh?
Oh, I bought these sweatpants from Ray Narvaez.
Yeah, they're nice.
Showing off the kicks.
They are very comfy, dude.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
I feel like Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was guilted out of sweatpants at an early age, and now I just don't think they're... I feel like everyone's come back to sweatpants. You know what I mean? Because, like, when I used to wear sweatpants to school, and kids would be... And I'm talking, like, you know, in the grade school. Mm-hmm. Kids are like, why don't you wear jeans? I'm like, they're too rough on my thighs.
Yo, what was up? What the hell was up with the... we're going to need to get back to that in just a second. But what was up with the specifically elementary school kids? It was always the little boys wearing those light gray sweatpants. And if you were a little boy in elementary school wearing those light gray sweatpants, chances are you're going to shit those pants. Like, the amount of brown that ended up on these light gray sweatpants.
I know what I'm talking about.
We all knew the one kid. I'm not going to name him, but you know his name.
Damn, I'm right with you. Thank you.
See, is it also kids just like sit down in mud and stuff all the time? You know, they muddy up their pants.
I specifically have some caca stories. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just kids shit their pants. You know,
But you don't need to know.
Do kids shit their pants? Like, what age are we talking about, kids?
I mean, when's the last time I shit my pants through college? You know, I mean, I've been on a good run lately, but it can come right back any time. At any second, this thing could happen again.
You act like you're 10 years sober.
Dude, I feel like it. Don't you? Yeah, I'll tell you, like, it's one of the things that people talk about getting old and the great things about getting old. Not being so worried that I'd have to shit in a public place has been great.
I'm proud of you.
Because that was a big problem in college. Be at the bar, I'm like, I'm going to have to shit here tonight. And then I would get in my own head, Fuego, and then I'd have to shit at the bar. And back in Missouri, there was a huge meth problem and, like, sex in the bathroom problem. So they didn't put doors on the stalls. Listen, so I'd have to have a friend come in and stand there and block you while I shit in the fucking bathroom.
Hey, man, with you and your cool breeze hitting you in the market,
exactly.
I understand. I understand.
Sometimes. Nowadays, I'm just not as afraid. You know what I mean? If you're out there right now, everybody, let me tell you, and you are
a serial shitter
out there, and this is a big problem for you. You go
out on a
walk.
Not to be confused with cereal shitter.
No. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. There's probably a bathroom nearby. Don't worry about it. Probably. Nobody cares.
Do you think at any point human, like, society thought that there should be, like, shitting in troughs as well?
I think they had that for a while. Yeah, it was just unsanitary, right? That was a problem.
Because, God, I hate a trough.
I'm not a trough fan at all.
Don't look at my wiener. I don't want to look at your wiener.
Just get away.
Sure. Why am I here? Why is this here? If I walk into a place and I see a trough, the whole night has become about the trough.
But I'll say this to you, and this is also going to talk a little bit. I'll need to know where. When is the last place you saw a trough and where? Because I would imagine back in the RGV, there's probably still some bars doing it or something.
It was probably a bar in Austin, Texas, actually.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen a trough in quite a while because even stadiums used to have them. And I'm sure right now somebody's like, no, my stupid stadium does. I know the old stadiums still have it.
But
you know, you've been doing enough wrestling shows.
Of course.
The amount of dick I've seen at a wrestling show.
And it's weird, right? Because, like, you never are trying to look at dick. But if anybody gets naked, you're like, oh, I don't want to.
Yeah. You're curious.
Well, you got these peripheral visions,
course,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then there's always
unless you
the
wear
question.
A
mask. Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah, that's, no, and you're like a high flyer, too.
It's
always,
it's not smart. It's not
how
smart.
How many problems have you run into where you just catch it? Catch
I'm not going to name names. That's going to be the theme of this episode. I just told Coolberry the story last week, and I'm going to tell it here without the names. My first E3. All right. I am super excited to be there. Go to the bathroom, hanging out at the LA Convention Center. It's what happens, right? Mm. I look over. Famous rapper. Famous rapper walks in, and I'm like, holy shit.
50 Cent.
That's this unnamed famous
Cisco.
Rapper. Related to 50 Cent, kind of. Not going to give you any more
G-Unit
details.
Guys.
Straight up, stands at the urinal next to me.
I'm going to unleash the dragon.
Cannot make this
Cisco.
Up. Can't make this up. I'm like freaking out. I'm like,
pee's no. blood.
I'm like, first off, I don't want to look at him just because we're in a bathroom. So I'm not
blood
trying to like,
that's
you know,
second off, shotgun splatter of blood, too. It's not like a stream of blood.
I'm just trying to show respect to anybody, but let alone somebody that I'm like, I don't even, out of this scenario, I don't want to like make eye
sure.
contact with him, whatever. And he straight up says to me,
look at my dick.
You want to see what a real dick looks like?
Hmm. I think you revealed it in a different sense of the word.
But I didn't answer
when
the question.
Really?
I didn't want to know. I kind of did, but like, I was also like,
do you want
to
check out this
I'm not about to do
unit?
And why did you say
you fucking go?
That's great.
There you fucking
don't
go.
Want to jump. But why did you say real dick? Did he look at yours first?
That's what I'm saying. There's questions about this that I've had since 2010, Fuego.
Oh, see, that's the problem. You weren't a personality
Wait, Tim, did you look at his dick and think, holy shit, that's a real dick right there?
I did not look at the game's dick, okay? Did I just say the name? I just said the name. Is it suspiciously like related to 50 Cent? How did you know, Greg?
I appreciate that. Over here, it's already gone, but the last time somebody used a trough was at the Braves, home of the John Rocker.
Oh, home of John Rocker, yeah, unfortunately.
We went from troughs to shitting the pants, but we started with sweatpants, and why you said...
I just feel like they're back in vogue now. You know what I mean? Like, for a while there, sweatpants were super out. Mick Foley's wrestling in them, and everybody's making fun of them. And then I was like, cool, I can't wear those anymore. It's all about basketball shorts if I want to be comfortable.
And then Nick shamed you out of that.
Then it got into athletic pants. You know what I mean? Yeah, Nick can't shame me out of anything, all right? I'll be damned if I'm going to listen to a 52-year-old tell me how I live, all right?
Here's the thing, though. Like,
now you're back, though, because look at Andy. Well, like, remember when you had those joggers? Like, I'm getting on a plane. I look like a bum.
Well, I don't think that, like, I look...
You look great
right now.
You look great.
But
Chad, does he look great? Trogs, throw up ones in the Trog chat if he looks great.
I'll tell you why I'm wearing sweatpants right now. I think it's to kind of maybe even out because we did KFFL this morning and I wore a suit jacket with a button up. And I feel like I have to even that out with going.
All the ones. They love
I feel like I have to even that out by going even lazier.
Sure.
Like if I would wear pants today, I'd be like, that's too much. You got to dial it back a little bit.
Nah,
you know?
As one of the Trogs, we love a casual king, Andy.
Thank
you. Rock your sweatpants,
thank you.
Man.
Yeah.
I feel like in life, things have gotten, you know, more people are more likely to be more casual. I feel like the world is going more casual. Less business, less suits. People like sweatpants.
You
now.
Saw Greg always used to wear a
bring
suit on
back,
games daily.
Greg.
I don't know if I can do the sweatpants.
Why
I tried because the other day when all my pants were dirty and I wore those jeans from Abercrombie & Finch that had the holes in them, I then wore a Portillo sweatshirt on top of that, and Bless called me on it. He's like, yo, the pants, those are Abercrombie & Finch, and they are not your style. And then this sweatshirt you're wearing.
It's Fitch.
Fitch.
Don't take my word for it. I don't know.
From American Pie.
Exactly. Shit break.
Dude.
Oh, no, back around. This has been the Comedy Podcast.
Hey, yo, we just watched American Reunion this weekend.
Great movie.
Fucking great movie.
Phenomenal.
Like, better now than it was in 2012 when it first came out. I was like, this is actually
high quality.
That's
saying something because those age has been, time has been rough on those films.
Oh, really,
if
really
only
rough.
There was a show where y'all reviewed movies.
Exactly.
That we could watch these movies.
And the problem is, if we were to do American Pie in review,
oh my God, we'd have
so
many disclaimers.
The first three installments would start with like a jackass, like these movies are not, these they're going to say a lot of shit that we would not say, and we don't mean to back that. And we, and listen, some
I'm
of the
sorry
things,
I laughed
many,
at this shit.
Many of the things they are doing are problematic, like filming a girl change, and even if they were just broadcasting it to their friends.
Dude, it's
my
we,
God,
me
I
and
forgot
Gene,
about some of this.
We did our private in review where we watched these the last couple months, and it's like, God, and you're so right, it's so, so problematic. Even Reunion, Stifler's storyline, very problematic. And that was 2012, but like still, it's like a lot of things he says and does for comedy. I'm like, probably not worth the joke. But otherwise, movie, fantastic. And I was like, there's a vibe to this. They understood the assignment. They understood we're going to go back 10 years, get the crew together again, do something special. Imagine how blown my mind was when I realized movie made, written, directed by the Cobra Kai team.
Wow.
Oh.
And I'm like, these motherfuckers just.
They do. They do. Understand.
American Union. Real good. Check it out. Fitch. Fitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was Filch. Who am I thinking of?
Stifler.
I think it's Filch. I think
no, it is not Filch. Finch.
Finch from American Pie. Fitch from Abercrombie.
Is Filch from Harry Potter?
You're getting toasted. There's some like sex words or some kind of dirty slang that's like that.
Dirty slang.
Filch from Harry Potter, Chad says.
Filch is from Harry Potter. Fuck. Damn it.
He's the old man. Is he an old man in it?
Yeah, I think he's the old man with a little cat. He wanders the halls.
Sure. Yeah.
What are you doing at this light?
Also the guy I'm Jason Statham.
Also the guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Ah.
An Andor.
The water guy.
He's an Andor.
Oh, wow.
He's also in a
IMDb
Hot Fuzz.
Just Hot Fuzz. Build it up.
Who needs it? They don't need it. They got us now. It's fine. You know what I mean? Don't worry about
we can
it.
Call out
because
the
this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to BS with each other about whatever it is they want to BS about. If you want to BS with us, great news. You can write into kindoffunny.com/KF podcast to be part of the show for free. That's right. A whole bunch of you are written in because you don't need to worry about paying anymore. You can just do it. If you do want to pay, though, patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, not only can you get every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast ad-free. Not only can you get 38 episodes of exclusive bonus content, all only available there, you could watch us record the show live just like Josh G, Mike L, and Slug Snacks. Well, I always want to call him, I have on many occasions, Slug Snacks, which I think is a gross name, but a good name if you want to change your name.
It's like Lion King. They've launched on some Slug
Snacks. Exactly, you know about
I'm
it.
That's grub,
baby.
If you got no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. Of course, you could go to youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode of the show. I don't do it often because I usually forget, but let's do it. Next week, guess who's coming to join us to be on the podcast, to be on the chair? Drum roll, please.
Nick Scarpino?
Close. Except way funnier and more successful, Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty fame.
Oh,
Justin
Roiland's awesome.
Going to come in, hang out with us today.
Returning to the show.
First time in person.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
This table.
Matters, though,
same
here.
Come first on, time
bullshit.
In person.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's starting to happen more and more. It's exciting. How's the studio been to you today?
Incredible. It's surreal to be here, and I am so pumped. You know, trying to stay cool.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I'm a star now.
You are a star now. Big time.
I was watching when y'all were in the original spare bedroom, so it's so dope. See the name on the wall. See the thing.
Did you find
the
your lights, name?
I did find my name. We did it, guys.
Every time,
always scary.
I was like, put up the screen. I'm like, no. I don't want. Right now, it's Schrodinger's cat, man. I get to live here, and is it real? Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. It's fine.
I was being nice, but I was gonna live up to the Fuego name and burn this place to the ground.
If we miss a name, Cool Greg will just Sharpie you in. It's
that's when you go to the bathroom. That's when you go around the wall in the bathroom. Some housekeeping for you. Guess what? The Last of Us is coming to HBO. The new trailer's out, and we reacted to it on Kind of Funny Games Daily. It looks fucking awesome. Go watch that episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily from Monday the 5th.
Real quick, Andy Cortez, I know you're busy today commentating on football and stuff, so you might have missed the news. There's a lot of video game movies and TV shows being announced. Did you hear the new one today?
No.
From who? The John Wick team.
Oh, I heard about this over the weekend. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's going to be next level. Can you just imagine them getting so creative with the art direction?
That's what
in
I'm
there?
Saying, man.
Can you imagine, like, a game that is nominated for Best Art Direction for the Game Awards?
Tim, your mic was cutting out. What's coming?
Sifu is being made into a movie directed by the John Wick director.
Thank you, Andy.
Do I sound better now, Kev?
Yeah, it was
speaking
a
of burning the place to the
ground. I know, right?
Is that fire?
No. The candles aren't really
this
lit.
Angle, it looks like it.
Don't ruin the magic.
The magic, baby. Anyway, sorry. Continue, Chris.
Yeah. Speaking of names on Patreon, of course, you can be a Patreon producer on kindoffunny.com/Patreon, and that would get your name read on the shows, just like Hillary Barnard.
No.
It's not Bernard. It's not Bernard. It's Barnard. Good job, Hillary. And _ Raven, Trent Berry, Tranquil Uranium, One Up Pest Control, Gwinnett, Alex J. Sandoval. I said that funny too. Alex J. Sandoval, James Hastings, Connell Huguenot, Casey Andrew, Brian Cheney, Adam, all lowercase, Jacob Molfelt, Jordan from Kansas, Boo! Jake Holmes, Molecule, Nathan Lamoth. Monica, this is the one that gets me too. Boomalang.
Boomalang?
You know what I mean? What?
Boomin' Log?
Yeah, sure. Alex Greenle, Streaking Ain't Easy, Gordon McGuire, Jason L., Mick at Dan, at Danato Biologist Abramson, Andrew, Arrow Joe, Aru Joe. I love that one too because he knows what he's doing. He knows all the names are very similar. We guys are comedians. DJ Gato on Twitch.
They just have names.
Donald Eccles, Sean Valoric.
And the thing is, no one's safe. Like, nobody. Like, last week, some of these names didn't make him laugh.
You'll get, like, the fucking Gary Johnson, and he'll figure out some way to laugh. Like,
it's just the creativity of Barnard, you know?
Is it
Barnyard? No.
You know? Bernard, it sounds like Bernard no. likes Santa
Barnard.
Claus.
Barnard.
You know?
Yeah, slam them together, there we go. You know? Yeah. I respect what Hillary's family's doing over there, you know? That's how you do it.
Exists with a name.
Keep doing your thing, Hillary's family.
Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays, Rocket Money, and Factor. We'll tell you about that later. For now, we're going to hang out and have some fun. Not this Saturday. Saturday before, almost got a dog.
Whoa!
Yeah.
No, don't get our hopes up. You can't even mention that. No, well, delete this because I want to be a surprise.
Well, I mean, it didn't happen. I had a complete emotional meltdown. And so we pulled out of it. Okay. We pulled out of it completely.
I was going to say, elbow me in the fucking head, knock me out. I don't want to remember this because I want to, like, oh, great guy.
Andy sounds like the big brother who doesn't know if he wants a little brother or sister yet.
Sure.
You know, when the parents come to you and they're like, we're thinking about it. And he's like,
I want to wake up and, like, you just show me the baby.
You've slept through the 9 months. And
here's the trap. I want to see the baby. Greg, I'm interested in this because I've talked to you for hundreds and hundreds of hours and off camera throughout my life. And I feel like I've grown up with you in a lot of ways. You've grown up with me together in this crazy journey called Kind of Funny, right? I feel like there's been a lot of things that we've said that over time we've changed our thoughts on, our opinions on.
Didn't want a kid,
Just whatever, the kid being a big one, right? I remember we've talked ad nauseum about you and a potential second wiener dog or a new wiener dog eventually, and this was a long time ago, of when Porty's no longer with us. Here we are. I don't remember many of the stories of, like, because I remember you talked about wanting a separate wiener dog. I remember you talking about wanting the colors a certain way, name a certain thing.
Sure.
How much of that do you remember, and how much of that
All
is
of it.
Still accurate?
None of it.
Oh, so what was it, and what is it now?
The old plan always was that I named Portillo after Portillo's, the Chicago hot dog restaurant, right? And you've all heard the story, or if you haven't, go watch the Greg Way about it, of, you know, ran into Portillo trying to get out of getting another dog with my ex-girlfriend or whatever, ex-wife. And so if we get this dog and you let me name it Portillo, I'm in, right? Fall in love with Portillo, fall in love with the wiener dog breed. And I was like, yeah, the next one I will get, I was always saying, would be a black and tan mini. And I would name it CJ after CJ's Hot Wings in Columbia, Missouri. And that would continue to be the naming scheme. And that was a lifetime ago, obviously, before Jen, before Ben, before anything like that. When it was, you know, when the unit was me and Porty, right? And, like, you know, who comes and goes from that situation is a different conversation. But it was me and Porty, and I was very much talking about getting my next dog. And that's what's been interesting about this is that, you know, this is very much us getting the family dog. We're getting a family dog now.
Portulo.
Portulo, that's a great name too. And that's the other sad part about
this.
It's
not a good name.
Is that Portillo was such a great name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, if only I could just get another dog.
Keep it Portillo. You know what I mean?
Portillo, bro. I knocked it out of the park.
People do that.
I know. I'm joking. I can't do it.
You know, like, that's the problem is Porty was such a, like, when do you get a name so good that even the nickname is, like, also unique and so good?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, people name their kids Junior all the time. Portillo Junior.
Well, that was when I was thinking about taking people up on the cloning shit. Yeah. You ever see that?
I have seen this.
Yeah. Thought about doing that. But the first time I ever ran into This American Life, one of my favorite podcasts, it was actually when they were doing the HBO show. And you can still get it right now. Go get it on HBO now or Max or Go or whatever it is now.
Max.
You go there and they got it up there and go find the one about cloning. And there's this old farmer who had a prize longhorn steer, right? Or bull. That's
Oprah Winfrey,
right?
Also.
He had Oprah Winfrey cloned as well? Anyways, he had this bull that he had cloned by the University of Texas. This is obviously years ago. Cloning was very early. They were like, hey, your bull keeps winning all these fucking, not awards. That sounds like he's, like, up on a podium. You know, he keeps getting ribbons and shit. We'd love to clone him. And he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So they cloned him.
Your bull's fucking crazy.
And the bull dies, the original bull. They clone this bull. They give the guy that bull. And this bull is, like, out of a fucking horror movie. You know what I mean? Like, he knocks the dude down all the time. They're there filming B-roll. And the wife comes out, and she's like, he knocked him down again. He knocked him down again. He ripped open his testicles. Like, the man's testicles have been ripped open by this cloned bull. And it's, like, this super thing of, like, he's just not, like, whatever the fuck, Ray or
Ray.
The bull's not named Ray.
Just give the bull the Christmas
name. I went to say Rudolph, and I was like, that's too on the nose. Let's go to Ray.
On the red nose.
Yeah. You're doing great for the Nick. And so, yeah, but it's like this horror story of like this. And I was like, I don't need no Pet Cemetery Portello, nor do I want to spend that much. I did it. Shot my shot on Twitter at the cloning people that one time. Like, do it for free. They never respond. And I'm like, and I'm done. I'm not even doing.
So, like, a bull going crazy is one thing, but like, what is a clone of Portillo gonna do?
Rip open testicles, man. Yeah, you know what he's gonna do. That's the problem. You know what I mean? You saw Pet Cemetery. Same idea.
Would you go female Portilla? Would you be cool with that, or would Portilla. You not be maybe a different option?
No. We've gone in a different direction totally. Okay, where it's a family dog. We need to, and that's the thing about it, right? Where I think I talked about this in the episode. You know, where he passed or whatever. It was just like, you know, Porty and I's relationship was so special because it was like us against the world for so long, to the point of like, you know, I know I've said it before, but like, you know, he wasn't a pet, right? And he was my son, but he was also more of an attached, you know, an appendage of me, right? Like, he was another arm. And like, you know what I mean? That's what's still so painful about it, is that he was always there. Right? So he was always there through anything. It's like the next dog won't go to Let's Play Spring Break, and the next dog won't go to E3 and do all these weird, you know what I mean? Like, it will be the family dog. It will be the dog Ben grows up with. It'll be, you know, even right now, as we talk about starting to look for dogs, starting to look into it, it'll be a dog that, you know, is at home with Jen, who still works from home, right? Like, it'll be a completely different relationship than what we had. So it's very much like, no, I'm not putting my foot down and being like, we're getting a black and tan, and it's named CJ because I love that restaurant, and it's always been my thing, kind of thing.
So what are the parameters that you guys are talking about now?
We're still talking. Well, I mean, we're wiener dog people. You know what I mean? Like, Ben's got way too much wiener dog shit already to not get another wiener
bested.
Dog. Exactly. we're 14 months in. Yeah. It's too late to get out now. That's really it. Like, you know what I mean? I would say there's certain, like, color combinations we're not stoked about or whatever.
Can you get a long-haired one?
No, that's off the table.
Oh, why is that?
Because long-haired, I mean, again, so if that's your cuter, shit, dude. If that's your thing, go for it, everybody. They're disgusting.
No way.
Like long a fucking dustbuster moving around. You pick it up, it's got thumbtacks in it and tape.
The long hair that lives underneath our house, not underneath the house.
You phrased that horribly.
We're on the second floor. The neighbor's downstairs. They got a dog. Okay. There's a long hair down there. We don't feed her at all. She's crying for help. I haven't heard her crying in a couple months. No, she's the cutest fucking dog. Like, I can't believe how much of an upgrade the long hair wiener dog is. When I didn't even know it was a thing that existed until I fucking saw her.
Sure.
Like, I'd hear about long haired wiener dogs. I don't know what that means nothing to me. I couldn't even imagine what that would possibly look like. The cutest dog, dude. So soft. Just a little tiny baby. I feel like she's like half a Portillo size and she'll never grow bigger.
That's small.
She's a little tiny baby. Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's adorable. She's such a bitch whenever I like take the trash out, barks at everything.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But then like if I leave our back door open, I'll just hear like, and then she'll like go up our stairs. Just like be in our house chilling. It's
that's
great.
Awesome. That's awesome. It's like
fucking
Kramer.
Yeah, it's fucking great. She just like chills in our house and like doesn't bark because like obviously it's our home, so she just doesn't care or whatever. But
I don't have to protect this place.
And she'll just like go back downstairs and it's just a little tiny little thing.
Yeah. Do you have a pooch?
No. I mean, I got three children and they're dog enough. I feel like maybe one day, but I was raised with just outside pets, and so. Inside like pet is a big jump for me.
Yeah,
exactly. You know,
what qualifies as an outside pet? Because you're from Oklahoma, right?
Well, so I'm originally from Alabama. I live in Oklahoma now. And so we would have, you know, a big gated yard with a dog outside with a dog house. You know, simple enough.
Damn.
You know, like that. So you don't.
I totally understand that. Like, I don't know if I had any family members at the time that ever had an inside pet. Everything was always outside. Or sometimes the cats would be inside also, but for the most part, the cats are just always outside.
Same.
The idea of a doghouse is like the idea of like jocks in high school, where I'm like, there's no way that's actually real.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine.
It's all like, was it all nailed together, like the top and right?
We move a couple times, and so you'd have to get a new type of doghouse built together or something. It's weird. My dad
was always like, I'm trying to think of the material. It's like super hard plastic type shell would be inside of it. It looked like an igloo almost. Yeah,
exactly. He knows what I'm talking about.
Every family fucking had that back home.
My dad was just real, he's a big clean freak. And so dog hair would just drive him nuts. Sure. So never inside pets. And so, but my wife and her family always had inside dogs. And so it's just a push and pull where when we first started dating, I did get her a dog, but this was a little demon. I'm talking... First of all, we were living in an apartment at the time where we weren't even supposed to have pets, and he chewed up the carpet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So we ended up, she had an aunt that took care of dogs. We ended up passing that dog along because it was just too much for us at the time.
Sure.
But we had like a little experiment, I guess I would say, for that. But now with kids, her parents have a dog, and my kids love that dog. I could see us doing it eventually. But right now, I'm focused on raising these girls so they can raise the dog, and I don't have to do as much.
Sure, yeah. Are your kids, or were they when they were young? Because again, you know, Ben's about to be 14 months old. Were they obsessed with dogs?
I wouldn't say obsessed, I have a one who's, I'm trying to do the math now, 18 month old.
Okay.
Who, like I said, she is in love with my mother-in-law's dog, or my in-law's dog.
Sure.
And they live right next door to us, so they can get as much as they want. But now every dog, so the dog's name's Trevor, and now every dog she sees on TV, every little stuff,
is
Trevor, Trevor, Trevor.
Yeah.
And so she's the only one who's really had that connection, because my other two are a little bit older, and they've seen us get the dog, but she was born with the dog.
Ben is obsessed with dogs.
Mm.
And it's our own doing, because, like, you know, obviously he knew Porty, well, I mean, as much as a baby can know a dog, for 6 months or whatever, right? But he's then grown up now. We have all these Porty pictures on the wall, and so, like, every morning for a long time, we'd walk him out there and go, "Hi, doggy," and we'd all wave, and now he just does it on his own.
Aww.
And he'll be having dinner and turn and just wave to the Porty pictures or behind it. And so then, like, on the street, if he sees a dog, it's always, "Is your dog okay with a baby?" "Oh yeah." And he will come up and just
hug the sweetest
dogs,
thing,
yeah,
right? It's the
sleep
sweetest
on these
thing.
Dogs Correct. And like to the point that
sleep
now when
the dogs.
The other day the nanny took him out for a walk, yeah, like sleep on dogs. I have photos of him sleeping on my friend Camps's dog, like sucking his thumb sleeping on their dog. The other day they were out for a walk, and like he wanted to get down. He's working on walking, so she was walking him, and then he wanted to sit there and watch dogs in the park. And when they left, he just burst into tears. And so it's like, that's like one of the motivating things. I'm like, all right, it's time to get back on the horse here. Of like, you know, get it, because I also want it to grow up with him. You know what I mean? Like, I want that to be there for him and him to have that kind of bond.
You better fucking pull the trigger soon. All right.
Okay.
Because you're running out of time.
Am I gonna die?
No, you're running out of time because you're running out of Ben cuteness time right now.
What? Mm.
He's in that prime area. I don't mean cuteness in general. I mean TikTok potential one of my favorite genres, babies and dogs together. Babies, like, if I stumble upon a babies and dogs video, I'm like, I'm going to interact with this as much as possible because it's the cutest shit of all time. When it's just like, it's some, soft R&B song playing. Maybe not R&B, but like.
you're playing your own soundtrack in your head.
It's a soft song, and it's just like, it's just a little baby cuddling a dog, and it's always like super big and furry, and it's like, oh my gosh, don't even start where like the dog ages up and like ends up dying. Like, oh my god, those just wreck me, dude.
Homeward Bound type.
Yeah, but like babies and dogs together, a great genre, and right now this is the time to capitalize on it. Do you want to be an internet superstar or not,
dude? If I tell you, I've been trying for a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've been keeping Ben mostly off the internet, but if this is what it takes,
yes,
I'll do it.
Okay. Like,
he's still got some years. Yeah, like, Andy doesn't see him grow. Like, we've seen him grow.
This is not, the other one is Ben's face is super revealed, but this is like him just cuddling this dog before turning around and sleeping on her chest.
Now, recommendations right now. Let's make some recos.
Yeah.
Okay.
For ultimate clickability, likability, bookmarkability, potential.
Sure.
Obviously, Golden Retriever. You put this little fucking Ben guy.
Yeah.
Next to a Golden Retriever.
Sure.
Like a little puppy, right?
Yeah.
And then film them growing up together and get a little time lapse, maybe.
Yeah.
We're talking, like, we could work with producers on this. Tim knows people.
Mm-hmm.
Samoyed, rank number 2. big guy, white, fluffy heaven.
I mean, it's going to be a wiener dog. We're going to get a wiener dog.
Okay, but we're workshopping this right now.
Okay.
Third, I'm thinking like a husky, something large. Look at the Samoyed. I mean,
look at how filthy its paws are. I don't need this.
Look at the Samoyed, dude. Look at how a fucking, these are little polar bears, man.
But it's like also, but think all that, look, Kevin, throw it back up there. You're going to tell me there aren't 10 to 15 ticks hidden in that fur somewhere? You know what I mean?
I know from experience with the white dog, you can see the ticks really.
I've heard your stories, horror stories.
Well, you can find the ticks, though, is what I'm saying. That's easy.
Yeah, I can find them, and they're like, they bite them, like, oh, you've got the treatment. I'm going to crawl off into this bed now. Now I live in this bed.
That's his problem.
Lyme disease.
Exactly.
Okay, so those maybe those are off the table.
We could do some tests with the palms, can't we?
We can.
Test it
no,
out.
No, I think it's more of the chemistry of a tiny baby with a big dog. That's ultimate clickability.
All right.
Because of what you're just mentioning, the hugging factor.
Really
the laying down on factor. Okay. Like,
but think about this now. He's going to have a wiener dog with him, right? That'll be arguably the same size as
him. He'll be the second alternate dog, like to the main dog, which will be like the golden retriever, the Samoyed that you eventually get. Okay. You know, you put the wiener dog as just that's the co-star, maybe, if that.
I love Cool Greg just off on the side laughing at everything
that
he's saying.
I appreciate Andy trying to figure out the best clickability for the family dog.
Yeah, those are great videos. God damn.
One of the reasons that
it could be Ben.
Exactly.
Make him younger.
One of the reasons I went Pomeranian is there's a pom that we used to follow on Internet Explorers named Chewy. And we still follow him. And he's always been a little asshole. Like, he's beautiful. Great content. He has a little pose. It's all great. But you can tell he's trouble. Recently, his parents just had a real baby. And now seeing the fucking baby, and he's right, the clickability, Greg, off the charts, you know, and seeing this damn asshole dog now all of a sudden be nice to his little human brother. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah,
love
you
to see
start
it.
The fuck now, dude. You got to start the fuck.
Time's I mean, I can out, see dude. Me working on it. And I have photos of Porty with him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sniffing them and stuff and sitting with them.
Cooper in the chat, he's got a fix for the ticks. Just get a monkey instead, he says.
Oh, yeah, get a monkey.
That's another
that's a quick ability
any,
for sure.
Any animal, Jen? Like a dog and another animal together, like a little pig, a little monkey.
Timon
little,
and Pumbaa.
One day Jen wants to have chickens. And one of the things she tries to upsell me on is that the chickens would eat ticks.
She's never gonna get chickens.
It's a pretty good idea.
She's never gonna get chickens.
You say she's never gonna get chickens.
No.
Have you met Jen?
Jen's never gonna get chickens.
Why not? I think there's no way Jen doesn't get chickens.
She hasn't told you about her past, has she? I can't even finish it.
Uh-oh, here we go. I'm live for this.
So at this point,
on the fly.
We got a big
summer. That's how it goes, dude.
I love it.
You know that little stress you feel right now?
Hello.
Get used to
Hi,
it.
Hi, Jen. You're on the Kinda Funny podcast. How are you?
I'm great. I'm driving. How are you?
I'm great. I figured as much. Don't crash the car. Andy Cortez has said that you will never get chickens. How does that make you feel?
We'll never get what?
He says you'll never get chickens. You'll never be woman enough to make it happen to get chickens.
Really? That's interesting.
Tell her they'll come home to roost.
Got banned from the egg train.
Wow. You hear that, Andy? You're banned from the egg train.
I'm allergic to eggs.
He says he's allergic to eggs, but I think it's just like Mikey doesn't like them.
You believe him, though? I don't believe him.
No, I was people. He's wearing sweatpants. I would never believe a sweatpants.
I was allergic like 17, 18.
All right, well, I just wanted that to be motivator for you. I want you to be motivated by that, okay?
Well, you know, it doesn't take me a lot to get pushed over the edge, so I appreciate it.
No problem. Doesn't take a lot for the chicken to cross the road, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. There
you
go.
All right, we love you. Bye.
There's a fox in the chicken house. Watch out.
I thought you'd be more angry. Kind of, get pushed over the edge, kind of. I think she all, could go either way.
Yeah, sure.
It could be. Well, fuck you, I'm going to get the chickens. Or, you know what? It's a good idea. Maybe I'll never get chickens. I don't know.
All right, so we're still workshopping this. Rank one, golden. Get a golden retriever. Rank two, no, to go along with the golden, to pair along with it, the monkey.
What
the spawn
I don't
monkey.
Like, yeah. What I don't like, first off, monkey, great idea. What I don't like is how stupid golden retrievers look like.
Oh,
they always look like they just got clocked with a crowbar.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen them play basketball?
That's most dogs. Oh, that's incredible. Air Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud's a great movie. One. Yeah,
don't
yeah,
even
yeah.
start with me, dude. Like, don't start right now. With
you don't
that
even
energy.
Like animals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I, what?
Now, the monkey I like. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was a hardware store when I was growing up. A hardware
Where
store.
Where the fuck is this store going, guys? Holy shit.
Now, remember, I was born in the early 80s. Not, you know, I wasn't raised in the 80s like Nick.
I wish Tim could, like, freeze time like fucking Zach Morris. It'd be like, time. Be like, where the fuck is this story gonna go?
You want predictions? Give me a prediction where the story's about to go.
I mean, did the hardware store have like a monkey?
They did. They did.
No freaking way.
Did they let it roam around?
No, it was in a glass cage in the back. That when you brought a kid like me, your dad wants a lug nut or whatever, you drag
hang out with the monkey.
Parks me at the monkey, and I just watch this monkey do his business in there, and then, you know.
What did he have a name? Monkey have a name?
I'm sure he did. I don't remember.
Like, you know, a chimp or what?
Like the monkey in an Outbreak and in Friends.
Oh, okay.
Marcel, whatever. Whatever.
I'll
Marcel
say another good TikTok thing to fall on right now. I don't even know if it's like a genre. I think it's just a certain video that I've been seeing quite a bit. Little monkey eating a bunch of different fruits.
I like that.
It's just like a little tiny, cute little baby, and sometimes wearing a suit. Oh, sometimes wearing some sort of costume.
Dressed up.
And they just hand him like, here's a pear, and he's just like, fucking pear.
Inject that
good
to my algorithm right now.
He's just eating different little fruits. Oh, gosh.
Monkey see, monkey
do. The monkey's number two.
Okay, yeah, that I'll agree with. Wiener dog number one, monkey number two.
Because, oh, my God, can you imagine Ben walking with the big golden retriever as the monkey's riding the monkey's retriever's back?
Yeah.
You're hitting billions number now.
We got a book. We got a book. It's one of those open the flap books, find out what's going on in it for kids or whatever. And I forget
most
it.
Most books.
No, not turn the page.
There's these fucking flap things that you need to turn. There's all this black stuff on the white. I don't know.
You jackasses know what I mean. All right? But it's about the zoo sending a kid different pets. But eventually he settles on a dog, of course. But I've never heard of, because it's like, I asked the zoo for a pet and they sent me an elephant. But he was too big. They sent me a giraffe. He was too tall. Yeah. They sent me a lion. He was too fierce. Like, zoos don't do this. You know, a lot of the kids' books I read to Ben, like, I get where they're coming from. They come from a place of honesty. This sets up unreal expectations.
Yeah,
then bullshit. And then it's a dog. I'm like, what fucking zoo's got a bunch of dogs? You know what I mean? Like, I sent you a puppy. Don't even get me started on this. One fucking spot wants to go find puppy or baby animals on the farm. It's a piece of shit book. Don't get me started. Andy, what do you got to say? You got some stories.
I'm about to say something that's probably really controversial. Uh-oh. So prepare for me to get canceled. And that's fine. I'll deal with the ramifications.
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't agree that it's okay to lock up, like, dogs in a PetSmart, right?
Like, a pet
back
store?
In the day.
I don't think that's controversial.
It's not allowed.
I think there might be a buck coming before you go.
I'm waiting for it.
But, like, man, back in the day, it was just a treat to, like, visit a pet store. It's just like, here's a little puppy. You didn't really think of how fucked up it was, you know? Mm-hmm. You just can't do it anymore.
Remember, I worked there. I worked at Petland. I did that. I sold.
How do you feel about zoos?
Zoos, I think, provide important services.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not a fan of, like, you know, the whales being kept in.
What a fucking statement that Andy Cortez just made. Like, you're not wrong, but the way you said it.
When it comes to, like, preservation and stuff like that, as y'all know, I listen to the Dan Le Batard show every day, every hour, every minute. Every week on, they have Ron McGill, who runs Zoo Miami. He's been running Zoo Miami forever, and he's, like, super all about conservation and preservation. And he's the G. He's the GOAT. And he always just talks about how he hates when people buy tigers. Like, he always tells a story about how Shaq really wanted Ron McGill to help him get a tiger.
Yeah.
Like, I want a tiger. Please help. I want a tiger. And he's like, no, I don't want people to have these animals, because it's like, you're only getting these animals for, like,
how cool it is to have a tiger.
For, like, the enjoyment of, here's a selfie in front of me and a tiger. Like, all that shit.
Quick side note. I used to live 5 minutes from the Tiger King spot in Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness.
And Shaq tried to invest in that.
Yeah.
Probably to get a tiger.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is why.
Did you ever go?
No, I lived literally 5 minutes. If there was a tornado that come through, I'd probably have tigers in my yard.
Oh my God.
Like, that close. Like, my wife's family lived there all their lives. They've been a ton.
That's her grandmother, Tornado Alley, right?
Her grandmother and Joe Exotic friends. Joe Exotic, big wrestling fan, as it showed a little bit. So I know all about it, but I completely understand what you're getting at with Shaq trying to.
Yeah, these just a lot of athletes and celebrities. It's. I already have all these Ferraris and Lamborghinis, but I don't have a fucking tiger. Or I don't have a lion. Mm-hmm. You know, I want that.
But Tyson thing.
That's
Tyson
the big
used
exotic
to have
thing.
That.
Yeah, Tyson needs to own a bunch of tigers. But, like, I think zoos provide important services. There's a lot of zoos out there that don't do the right things when it comes to what animals should be held captive and stuff like that. And but yeah, zoos are cool. I love zoos. Farms. I want to go to a zoo and an aquarium.
I need to know what you think about farms now.
I'm not bred up like.
See, farms, they let them roam more free, but they kill them all at the end. So.
Oh, you mean like so cattle?
Cattle, okay. Chickens.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm eating it, you know, I'm selfish.
Pluckers. Okay.
Pluckers, oh, Royal Rumble.
Come on.
Oh, man. Right.
Come on now, yeah.
Oh, man.
San Antonio, so, let's do it.
I'll throw somebody over the top rope right now.
Give me some pluckers. I'm saying you know, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, what I wanted to talk about is that...
you want to talk?
Yeah, I did.
We could, about patreon.com/kindoffunny? Of course, over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, ladies and gentlemen, you can go and get each and every episode of the show ad-free. You, of course, can watch us live as we record it, just like Cameron Kennedy, Johnny Doman, Joshy G. Of course, you could also get 38 episodes of bonus content each and every month. But most important for right now, like I said, you can get the show ad-free. Speaking of ads, Greg Way, here's a word from our sponsor.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Look how cool I look. You too can look this cool without breaking the bank this holiday season. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of $200 shades for a fraction of the price and a fraction of that price during their holiday sales. Shady Rays are premium polarized shades featuring world-class optical clarity, substantial durability, and styles catered to everyone and every lifestyle. If you lose or break your shades on day one, they told us that they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Dropped in the lake, off a cliff, anything, they'll replace them. The lost and broken coverage transfers to anyone you gift them to. They'll get great polarized shades and protection no matter what happens to them in the future. They stand by their product and told our team that if anyone has a problem, they throw profit out the window and do what it takes to get it right. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is running their deepest deal of the season. Use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one free. You can get two pairs for as low as $54 at ShadyRays.com. Using the code KINDOFUNNY, where you can find all their newest and best shades. Shout out to Factor for sponsoring this episode. We all gotta eat, and sometimes having to prep that food is the one thing really getting in the way of your day. With the bustling holiday season well underway, ready-to-eat meal delivery can lend a helping hand. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers to your door so you can enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays minus the hassle. Plus, with 34 meals per week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart, Vegan Plus, Veggie, and 36-plus weekly add-ons, you'll have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from. Factor's cheaper than dining out and takeout. Plus, the money you save towards holiday fun and you time. And thanks to Factor's commitment to ingredients with integrity, you can enjoy flavorful chef-crafted meals, guilt-free like their creamy Parmesan chicken and three-bean vegan chili. A ton of us here at Kinda Funny have been so thankful for Factor since we've been here in the new studio, and you can too. Head to go.factor75.com/kindoffunny60 and use code KINDOFUNNY60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code KINDOFUNNY60 at go.factor75.com/kindoffunny60 to get 60% off your first box. Shout out to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode. We all love gobbling up content, and we have an understanding of what subscriptions we use. Or do we? Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions, when the actual total is closer to $200+. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each and every month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app we love using that takes care of that for us, and it is called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all of your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't know you were paying for. You may even find out you've been double charged for a subscription. You can get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny.
All right, what do you got to say? Is it about Tim?
No, it's, I did something for the first time last night that I just want to shout out.
Come on. He set you up. Dunk on him. He did something for the first time last night. What is it going to be? Did you have sex last night? No. You little scamp. What's up?
One day.
Wait, Tim, talk.
Talking?
Oh, your mic's.
Mic is doo-doo.
Is it off? Can't hear him.
He says no. Should be on.
Is your mic in the right place?
On? On?
Yeah.
Now I just flipped it off and on.
All right. Now it's on again.
Back to the virginity story.
Yeah, back to the virginity story. I did lose my virginity last night in terms of meal prep.
Oh, okay. Did you use some chicken thighs, some broccoli, some rice?
Oh, nothing really that cool. No. And when I say meal prep, it's more like a salad prep.
Okay.
The first time that I'm like, I bought a bunch of Tupperware. And I'm unfortunately I wasn't able to eat the first one today. But yeah, it's all about.
Why can't you?
It's all about getting. You gotta crawl before you walk. You know.
100%.
Yeah, meal prep. It's not meal.
Because we had KFFL.
You didn't have lunch.
No. But I'll tell you what, I'm no longer excluding croutons from my salads.
Oh,
proud of you.
Because we'll make some decisions.
I never put the croutons. I was like, if I'm eating healthy, what's the point of putting this little piece of bread in there?
The treat.
But goddamn, I got some Texas toast, fucking butter and garlic croutons. Yeah. Holy fuck. And so as I'm prepping, I'm like, let me just have one. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Andy Cortez's salad meal prep is now just eating the Texas toast croutons, and that's it.
I just put a bunch of croutons in a Tupperware, and I just put a bunch of fucking ranch dressing in there. No, it's a pretty well-rounded salad. They're nice and packed to the brim. I'm really excited to dig into one.
How much prep are we doing? Is it the pre-bag of salad, pre-portioned out, or did you get like a head of lettuce and you're peeling it, you're washing it, you're doing that stuff?
No, I'm not getting a bag of
carrot.
No. Well, because I don't like peeled carrots. I like actually eating a baby carrot.
Okay.
I feel it fills me up faster. I don't know.
Show me a photo of the kit salad.
I don't have a photo of the salad. It's a little thing of Tupperware. So I get the super greens thing.
Okay, sure.
Get super greens. I put some super greens in there.
Know them well.
Yeah. And then I get baby carrots. Half a cucumber.
Sure.
Cherry tomatoes.
Wait, croutons. Do you not cut up the cucumber?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes,
I needed the. You needed yeah. I needed the fall Sorry. Guys. The fall yeah. guys.
And then the cherry tomatoes.
I was
going to home
a hot dog in there. Wait.
Slice those in half.
Sure.
I wasn't able to have one today. Obviously, we did some stuff before the show, and I kind of had to rush over here. I still got stuck in traffic. When are they going to? Enough. We'll talk about the traffic later. Jesus Christ. I'm just sick of these fucking detours. I'm sick of cutting off the lane.
I just go around it. I don't do it anymore.
What I do
now is I turn at the park and I go down Sunset. Come up the back way behind the mall.
That would help me a lot if I knew where that was. I'll look into that.
Andy, you brought up Tupperware. And I had this thought the other day because in my family, we eat a certain meal very often. Why do they not already make spaghetti-colored Tupperware?
Oh, God.
Because the second you put the spaghetti in the Tupperware...
It's just red.
That's
it's
a
done.
Good point.
Right?
That's
a million-dollar idea.
That was one of those depressing moments of when I... you're 100% correct. And one time I'm in charge of the dishes. Ran the dishes shortly after Ben was born. Mm. Pulled it out. His bottle's red. Because I washed a thing of sauce in there and it just got into the bottle. I'm like, God damn it.
It's the worst, right?
Yeah. Make blue Tupperware and then be like, once it turns purple, that's spaghetti Tupperware.
Yeah.
This guy has spaghetti.
Then we learn in colors, too.
Primary colors, baby.
Hey, that's the second wave.
There was nothing cooler in my life than being a little kid and, like, they give you crayons. They're like, if you combine those two, it makes a new color. I was like, Fuck you, really?
I got blue. I don't need another color.
Yeah, there's
no shot that blue and yellow do that.
It's fucking green.
But there was nothing cooler than impressing the other kids in class when you're like, damn, I'm missing a crayon, or am I? Looks like I'm missing the color purple. Don't need it.
Don't need it. See, but then I remember there was always the little smart aleck kid. He will not be named, but you know, you might know
the
him,
game.
You might not.
And these people make also shitty sweatpants.
And there'd be immediately you would jump to like, all right, cool, what colors can be created from this? It's like, all right, cool, you get the green, you get the purple, whatever. But then it's like, oh, if you mix them all together, it looks like brown, potentially black, however you're doing it. But did you know that white is the absence of color? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to do that with my crayons? If I can't do it with crayons, it's not worth it. Yeah. Back to your story, Andy.
How do you feel about the white crayon? It's only really good for construction paper, right? Not a fan.
Yeah, you know, I've just totally... Erase the white crayon from
it's
memory.
It's a real thing.
It does exist. It's for construction paper.
Skin colored crayon, which there's other skin tones than
the Caucasian crayon.
You just blew my
I was like, that's such a great conversation for you two. Like, I'll be quiet now. So what dressing are you putting in these salads?
No, normal ranch.
Wow.
But
you have to do that on day off, not ahead of time.
Wait, what?
You gotta do that day.
You can't do that ahead of time. You did, bro.
Day of eating the salad.
Yeah, you open the top, you put the dressing
on. I thought you'd been like day of prepping it, and I was like, why would I do that? That's not I don't want my croutons all soggy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, no, thank you. But again, I'm very much like, if I went to a restaurant and you're like, hey, we're a little light on sauce today, I'd be like, totally cool with me. I'm okay with not having that much sauce on the thing that I'm about to put into my body.
I'm a dipper. Mm. Even with salad. Sauce on the side.
Oh, salad dressing too much, that'll kill it. That'll kills be the end it. Of it. Yeah, you can't do that.
I'm not a dressing guy at all. So I can't.
You're
even
eating it raw.
Undressed.
Yeah, undressed. You know, wow. just really? The way I like it, Andy, you know what
really?
I'm saying?
Really?
Undressed.
That's how you get a body like this. Look at this.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you get three kids as well.
Damn, that's crazy. I can't even imagine.
No, that sounds
it's
gross.
It's too
to
dry.
Me.
I just don't like ranch or dressing like that. Like if we're mixing it up, like I said, I like sauces with other things, but not ranch.
You never
did
pizza in a ranch?
Never.
You're missing out. Come on.
I mean, I'm not a yum yucker, of course, and I never yuck another man's yum. Mm-hmm. But I don't do that.
Kevin is showing us condiment cups here. Mm. This is for salad dressing.
Dressing,
yeah. Of course.
You can't mix it early.
I thought this was Play-Doh.
No, it does look like Play-Doh. That is. That tracks. That tracks. Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't mix it. You can't mix it like in the morning. You got to bring it separate.
100%.
And then toss your salad in front of all of us.
Well, you should just bring a separate bottle of ranch here to the fridge and put it.
Did he just say?
He just said it.
Yeah. Okay.
He did.
Don't bite. You know what he's trying to do.
There is one.
Yeah, is that yours?
Because maybe
is it yours?
I brought stuff to. Yeah, it is. I brought stuff to make a salad when we first came into the studio.
Yeah,
and then maybe I forgot it was there, so I threw all of it away.
Andy Cortez's use of the fridge is my favorite thing in the world for one specific reason that I'm sure everyone's already given you shit about. But you weren't here. What day is it? Is it Monday?
Monday.
You weren't here last Friday, right? We're blessing.
No, I was all boosted up. Oh, man, I felt like shit, dude. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was not good for me either. But Bless is like, hey, whose Mountain Dews are these? Can I have one of these Mountain Dews? And it turned into, of course, a group conversation about what's the origin of the 3,000 Mountain Dews in the fridge right now, and why are they all opened, all right? And now I've heard the whole saga of this. So I understand Andy and Nick bought a bunch of Mountain Dews just to take off the tops and get those damn Call of Duty codes.
Double XP.
All right, are we children? We're just grown children at this point.
That's all that it is. But now there's just a bunch of Mountain Dews, and you and Nick don't want these not sugar-free, not diet, not anything, just Mountain Dews. You're like, nah, not for me.
It takes a special day to like, all right, I'm going to drink this goddamn Mountain Dew. Yeah, yeah, I don't have plans tomorrow is the sort of thing.
But the levels to which Blessing wasn't wrapping his head around this and was like scared to drink these Mountain Dews as if you guys did something to them. And Roger's like, no, it might be a little flat, but like, it's fine. But Bless did not trust us, did not trust anybody. There's no one in particular. And I was very surprised that like Bless was just like, nah, fuck that. He ended up drinking it, which I was proud of.
He came around, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the day that Warzone was coming out, Nick walks into the studio with a big ass fucking black, like a convenience store bag. And he was like, Andy, go to my desk, bring a little gift to me. He was like, bring what gift? So I go to his desk, like, oh my God, this guy bought like 6 Mountain Dews. And he's like, double XP time, baby. But the website was down at the time. We were all sad about it. And then I think the next day I played Call of Duty from home, tested out the code. And I was like, it works. Called up Snowbike Mike and was like, Mike, read me off or take a picture of every goddamn code. I need you to open every Mountain Dew in there. Send them to me. I got them double XP, baby.
Love it.
Didn't Nick try from home too? And they're like, you have to create an account. He's like, fuck this.
He's like, how do I do it? I was like, well, you have to tie your Activision account to a Mountain Dew account. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to create a Mountain Dew account for this. There's no chance.
I mean, man, he's weak. Think about hoops I jump through for double XP in certain games. Or
you know,
for
old folks, they start giving a fuck less and less.
Sure, yes. Sure, it's true.
Such degrading over time. So,
degrading. Nick Scarpino degrading.
That's before a good podcast. You're like, I got 3 things to talk about. What else do you got for me?
I was here for it.
I said 4. Yeah, I said 4 things. No, man, this COVID booster.
I was really going to hope this COVID. Well, I don't know about it.
I don't know. Controversial opinion.
You don't believe in it? The bivalent booster.
Say that one more time.
Bivalent booster for the bivalent strain of COVID 2019.
I've never heard of either of these things. I feel out of the loop.
I was about to say the same thing.
I was like, point is, I already showed my ass because I did a reaction. And I was like, oh, the chat's going to see that Greg clearly doesn't know and he's going to be like stupid.
It's the brand new booster.
Okay.
That you are eligible for probably now. Because like the last booster I had was almost a year ago. Exactly a year ago.
Oh, I haven't gotten vaccinated yet.
Ah. Great.
Don't believe in it.
You've been missing it for my flat earth conversation. Yeah.
Everybody there told me not to get it. I took the brand new booster along with the flu shot. And the thing is, last year's booster, totally fine. Had no issues. Mm. In fact, I flew home like 24 hours later, totally fine. And I thought that would likely be the case this time around. Then about 12 hours later, I'm playing Overwatch with some of the dudes, and I'm like,
go blind.
I'm feeling a little bit tired right now. I'm kind of feeling it. Like my arm is getting really, really sore. I'm going to take a shower, kind of wind down for the night.
Just one arm.
Dude, anytime I thought it was the worst it can be, it got worse. Mm-hmm. It's like the most miserable I felt in a long time. Where I am, my teeth are chattering, I'm shivering nonstop. Oof. Underneath the blankets, and it's like, this fucking sucks, dude. I'm just like down in bottles of NyQuil to just go to sleep.
That's not how you use it, don't use that
one. Oh, really? I mixed it in just with take Mountain Dew.
I'm doing Red Bull, I'm doing NyQuil, can't get to bed. I don't know what's wrong.
Luckily, I was fine by like the evening of the following day, but man, it was really, really rough. And I'm so glad that, like, I'm still COVID-free, everybody.
Man, you're one of the unicorns there, huh?
I'm one of the unicorns, and I intend to keep it that way, all right?
I assume you've had it.
I did, of course. I got it August, so it was fresh in my area.
Why do you assume he had it? What the fuck does that mean?
He travels for wrestling so much.
Well, I mean,
And he's filthy.
I had a death in the family, and I had to travel back to Alabama, and I like to rep my state, but... They were not.
They weren't feeling the boosters and the masks.
They weren't feeling the masks as much. Yeah. Or just, yeah. So I went to a funeral. I tried my best to stay as good as I could, but I definitely caught it.
Sure.
And so, but I feel like it was good. And by the time I feel like it wore off, probably right around when my immunity wore off, the vaccine came out perfect time. And I was like, okay, perfect.
I think the timing was that you missed, because you were doing the boys' reactions on Screencast with us. You had to miss a couple episodes because you got COVID then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately,
Cody Hagler asked, "Were the codes in the NyQuil caps?" You got double XP in the NyQuil caps.
I love it.
Do I feel absolutely just powerful and super like invincible
of
going
course.
Back home? And I'm probably gonna play a little bit too dangerous. Who knows what I'm gonna do when I go back home for Christmas? Am I finally going to catch COVID when I go back home? I don't know.
You've called it down a bit.
But then you got the shot. You don't feel like you'd be fine?
But that's the thing. I have such a peace of mind now. I feel so good about having this, like, fucking... I asked for two boosters, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. They only gave me one.
Yeah, it's such a weird place we're in right now with it, where it's like, it is and would be easy to ignore it. You know what I mean? And I find myself occasionally doing that. You know, I had it in June. And then flying home to Chicago this last time around, right? It was like... Coming into the airport, it's like, oh, like, you know, I had to put a mask on, and then Jen's like, I don't know if I'm gonna do it, and then she did, and it was like this whole, but it's like a real conversation. You look around, and it's like, well, we're lucky both days we flew, you know, the way we booked it, it wasn't packed, so it was like we have distance, and what do you want to do? And like when we had flown to Montreal earlier in the year, and that's before we got it, and before the latest rounds of boosters or whatever, it was like, boom, super serious, masked on, yada yada yada, and this time the tenor was completely different, and I don't think it was just people being lazy or people ignoring. It's just like, I mean, I noticed too, just going places, especially in Chicago, but even here in San Francisco, it's gotten more relaxed of like, it doesn't feel like you need to necessarily, which is both a comfort and then totally raises your awareness of, do I need to though? What's going on? I don't want to get it again.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to get it again. I feel like it's more just for me following the leads of the people around me of like, it's getting more and more rare that I hear that anybody gets it. And when people get it, it's like, I'm not surprised.
Right in May through July, it seemed like everybody was getting it, right? Like when they were coming back from E3 and Comic-Con, like there was just such a rash of it breaking
out. Well, that's the weird thing, too, is like, to this day, me and Gia don't know where we got it. It's like, there's not oh, we got it from this trip. We got it from this thing. It just happens, you know? And it's like,
I blame Ron Funches. I went to his comedy show, and that's when we all got it.
Oh, you blame me on
Twitter.
Good
person to blame.
Well, I blame you just for the bad vibes you put out.
Oh, gotcha.
Kevin had just had it, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was still some on his clothes that he brushed off.
I was testing negative at that point.
Yeah, but you could have faked those. You could have faked those.
No. At least ours wasn't.
That
wasn't
from. We no, didn't I got it.
Oh,
I
you got it from that.
Yeah, me and Jen got it.
But that's
it
so weird because we didn't. But, like, again, that's just how that works, you know? Yeah. Like, we're all there, and, but, like... Yeah. Just,
Well, you weren't as close to Kevin as I was, so they probably hopped off him under me.
You were doing a lot of hugging that day. And I kept being like, hey, man, I just had COVID. Maybe we shouldn't be this close.
This is not what he said.
But then we're figuring it out.
He's like, such a piece of shit.
No, it's funny.
I'm going to lick your face, Kevin.
Wait, I'm not even joking. I'm pretty sure this happened where you were hugging me, and I was like, I just got COVID. Get out.
No, you didn't say that. You would have said, like, I just tested negative today, and then you would have made out with
true.
Me.
It's true. I did say I just tested negative.
Then he sat on my knee.
Oh, he sat on your knee.
Yeah, it like Santa doesn't boy. Matter. I'll take COVID for you, is what he said.
Speaking of Santa, though, I have a gift.
Oh, shit.
I have a gift. So, for Ben.
Oh, my
first
God.
We got a little
his first Fuego mask.
Fuego mask.
Oh,
for your so pictures, you can hide his face.
Thank you. I love it.
Oh, wait, that's
and tag
awesome.
Me.
It's such a gigantic head that, like, it it's will. Me. That
hey,
will fit
we got
pretty well.
Street. You can tie it up in the back. Eventually, you can grow into it. We can do a bunch of different things
I love
with it.
I that
is the thing. Is imagine amazing. That next to a monkey. Imagine.
Oh my God!
Oh man, get the monkey. Little get the monkey mask.
I can make it happen. We can make it happen. The content.
Fuego, thank you so much.
Man, I'm glad you like
that is adorable.
I love it. It's amazing.
I'm glad you guys brought me in. I gotta catch a flight here very soon.
See, this
so,
what I'm talking about. But, this guy right here, the globetrotting headshot. Fuego del Sol.
Different type of headshot. Super kid.
Fuego, where can people watch you wrestle?
They can watch me wrestle on AEW, AEW's YouTube channel, AEW on TBS on Wednesday nights, and TNT on Friday nights. I got a Twitch channel as well, twitch.tv/FuegoDelSol. Please help me out. We play some games, Warzone, you know, watch some wrestling. So if you like wrestling, you like me, check me out, please.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for
thank
coming
you
through.
So much, guys.
This has been incredible. I'm so glad. It's so good to be on set with you guys.
Don't
love
steal
all my Trump Nation, you know what it is. Cool, man, you know what it is.
All right, we'll see you later, man.
Y'all
see
be
you,
safe.
Dude.
Love you guys.
Oh, is this your hat?
Oh, is it is my hat?
Mm. Got your hat. So we switch off the mic right now?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Don't worry, they're not going to steal it. He won't steal it, he says. We'll see, but he probably won't steal it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, so we've covered two things.
Two.
Salads.
COVID.
COVID. What's your third and fourth thing?
There's a good chance that I only ever had one
thing.
But you came up, you said four.
You said four,
you just
wanted
to say
the space of the show.
Yeah, there's a good chance that I only ever had one, and that was like the, I meal prepped. Good for me.
Mm. Okay.
Looking for congratulations.
I gave it to you. We congrats. Were running applaud and everything. You know what I mean?
Okay. Are you all going to hold me to this? And
no. I don't want to get you. What? I'm not. You don't want me to hold you to it. I see you eating Wendy's one day, and I'm like, what about the salad? You don't want me to say that to you. You see me every day walk over there and make my little lunch. Come over and eat your lunch with me. And I say that. You never see it because you're never here.
No, I'm never here.
I feel like I haven't seen you in person quite a while.
Yeah.
So going back to this dog situation, what are the next steps?
Well, finding one, I guess, you know, like we were close to pulling the trigger, like really, really close, but it just didn't feel right. And it was too fast. You know what I mean? Where it's a conversation we've had for a while now, right? Of like, oh, Ben really loves dogs and yeah, we should get a dog one day and we're, you know, blah, blah. And then it was like, while we were on Thanksgiving break, watching him interact with our friends' dogs and my family's dogs, it was a thing of like, man, he really loves dogs. So we should start, when do we want to do this? And yada, yada, yada. And it was like, well, if the stars lined up, which is a big if, because there's a lot going on there, and we're not just, you know, accepting any dog application, right? We want it to be weaned.
Yeah, only Samoyeds.
It would be great to have it for that Christmas break we're taking, right? We're taking the last 2 weeks off here of the month for Kind of Funny and all that stuff. So it'd be like, that'd be great to be home with all three of us and then and introduce a dog that way. It was like, okay, cool. Let's, when we get home, we'll worry about that. And so we're flying back on that Friday. And on that Friday, one of the dachshund people we follow was like, hey, there's some dogs that need homes here or whatever. And so it was like, ooh. And then Jen and I each independently messaged that the dachshund place. And it was funny. They were already talking to Jen. I didn't know, but they messaged me back. And we're like, hi, sorry to hear about Portillo. Like, we think we're talking to your wife. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. We're both trying to surprise each other. Okay, don't worry about it.
Hilarious.
And then we had the real conversation with them and each other, like Friday night into Saturday morning. And so then it was like, okay, cool. Like, do we want to go meet this dog? Do we want to go do this thing? Or
you can't go, though. Like, the moment you meet, it's a done deal.
Well, you remember my Porty story, right? Where it was like, let's just go look at dogs. How far are we driving to look at dogs? 30 minutes. We're getting a dog today, no matter what.
Yeah, straight
and
up.
And so it was that thing. And then I just melted down. Like, you know what I mean? Because I hadn't had time to actually process it going forward. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, no,
they're adorable. Don't get me wrong. Just not my dog.
Oh my God.
I hadn't had time to process it. So yeah, I just melted down on Saturday. Just like, I mean, like grieving all over again. Like it felt like the weekend he passed. And this is two Saturdays ago, not this Saturday or whatever. And so, like, that was enough to pump the brakes. Let's not move on this yet. Let's actually feel out our emotions on this a bit more. And so a week removed into this weekend, it was like, okay, cool. Like, I've had time to think and process. And if, obviously, if we want to try to get something for, you know, the end of this month, you need to move and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we started talking to people and doing stuff like that. But I doubt it'll come together for the end of the month, but we'll see. This is hard to just get a dog.
Dude, it's crazy, man. Yeah. I mean, like, it's been, you know, now Moose is turning two soon and Toretto's turning one. He turned one, but the day we got him is coming up. Oh, my God, it's like a week away.
Yeah.
Like, that's so wild to think about. And, like, you just get so attached to these dudes.
Sure.
And it just, like, becomes such a – my life has changed forever, right, having them and taking care of them and everything. And this last couple of weeks has been really hard because we're dealing with our first kind of health situation with them where Moose was at the dog park, and, like, this little dude loves to run. He is a little track star. Going super fast.
Like me.
Yeah. Just like Andy. Yeah, just running. And he just out of nowhere was running and just squeaks. And it's like, oh, fuck. Like, what?
Torn ACL.
What could this be? And we were worried it was that. And, like, it's a variation of it, kind of, dog version, where his knee got dislocated. And
oh,
so we took him into the vet. It's this whole thing. He's so depressed walking around the house.
Sure.
It's just so sad seeing him, like hobble. And I'm like,
totally.
This isn't good. And then the doorbell rings or whatever the hell happens. He goes running and, like, forgets that it's messed up. So he just, like, falls down and, like, drifts along. It's like, this is such a disaster. So we take him in. They do x-rays. Of course, it's so much damn money and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, whatever. And it's just the saddest thing.
You don't have insurance for him?
I do. Okay. But, hey, guess what the insurance covers and doesn't cover? You know what I mean?
This is my fucking thing where it was like, you know, Porty was great for so long, so many years. And then when he had these big problems, not back-to-back, but he blew up both knees, remember, like a year apart or whatever. It was that thing of, like, they wouldn't insure once that happened. And I was also like, but would you have covered this?
No.
Insurance is always trying to get out of the fucking shit.
Dude, and it's helping.
We thought
helping.
His career was over when that happened.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, big comeback. Right,
like, that's the saddest thing. Like, this is, like, jokes to an extent, like, the obvious extent. But then, like, there's a reality to it where, so we get the news, and it's just, like, the worst vet news ever for us. Of, they are like, you know, he's going to need to get a shot twice a week for the next month. Then for the next 6 months, once a week. And then after that, once a month for the rest of his life.
Jesus, yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking for reals, dude? Like, this sucks
he's
ass.
He's young, yeah.
And he's two. Like, I'm like, oh, this sucks. And, like, he's just he's so full of life, loves running. And it's just, like, it's so sad. Gia can't stop bursting into tears at the thought of every time she watches, our Instagram reels, like, everything, our suggested shit is just Pomeranians doing shit.
Yeah.
And, like, every time she sees one running, she just starts crying. And I'm like, gee, it's okay. And, like, she's seen, like, Pomeranians run up the tracks and jump through hoops. I'm like, Moose was never going to do that. She's like, he was just
a
taking
career
from
cut
him.
Short.
You don't know. And I'm like, I do know.
His potential.
The potential of him. But I need to send a picture to Kevin. I wasn't gonna post this on the internet, but now that we're here, I'm going to show it to you guys. Little Moose was stoned out of his fucking mind when he got the shots. And
are they for pain?
Yeah.
Only?
Okay. Yeah. It's for pain and for him to, like, for it to settle better or something, but it'll never be located correctly. It dislocated
Jesus.
And never gets back in.
What the hell?
And apparently it's a Pomeranian thing. It's like, there's nothing. They're like, you could have done nothing to prevent this. But yeah, look at this dude fucking see it through space and time.
Tripping balls on the way.
Yeah. But it just sucks now because, like, he's so depressed and so sad about it. And then Toretto's like, yo, what the hell? Like, play with me. Like, let's have fun. And it's just, like, so sad to see.
He's like, your day will come too, Toretto.
I know. And it's like,
okay,
that's the scariest part.
He can never kind of run the way he did ever
don't
again.
Cry. It's going to be okay.
I'm sad. Because I'm thinking of, like, maybe, like, the wheels in the back.
I know.
Little wheel
like chorizo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like chorizo, yeah.
Yeah. Growing up, there was a wiener dog near my house that had that, and we called him the Wienermobile.
That
was hilarious. He was so cool, though. He fucking loved it. He was running around, wheeling around.
Oh, yeah, they don't know.
It was great.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't end there, and I don't think it will, but they do the fear of God thing where they're just like, hey, man, like, here's what we could do. Here's what it could cost. Here's what it could. But even if we did it all, we're not so sure. But they're like, but if you don't do these shots, he's probably going to injure his other leg because he's putting motion on this. And I'm like, I've heard this before. So it's like, that's the scariest thing. I'm just like, seeing Porty's journey, it's like, oh, God. Moose, figure your shit out.
Sounds like Porty got off easier than him, though.
Sell the whole studio. We go back to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't own, the studio.
Cybernetic legs.
I'm fucking into that. Robot legs.
Man, that would be so sick.
Yeah. I also, though, I wouldn't try give Moose that much power. Like, he's an asshole. He'll be kicking me in my sleep with his robot legs. Nah.
Kicking you right
super
off the bed.
Sharp metal.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong with this weaponized dog?
Oh, my God. What a horrible, horrible idea. I love it, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, we only have one more Kind of Funny podcast of the year. Justin Roiland will be here next week. Kindoffunny.com/KF podcast with your questions. But right now, Alex writes in a little introspective question to end the year. What were your favorite highlights from 2022? It could be anything, like movies, TV, games, life events, unforgettable moments, whatever you want to remember from this year. A big question.
Mm-hmm. When did Venom 2 Let There Be Carnage come out?
That was December.
December. Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind then.
What's going on with your eyes right now?
You got like an eyelash or some shit.
You
got
to blink. Don't rub. Blink.
Because I'll tell you what I thought about recently that it just made me laugh so hard is being in the theater when Venom Let There Be Carnage ends, and we're just like despondent. We're just like, wow, what a fucking awful experience this was. And then you see produced by Andy Serkis. Nick goes, told you.
Warned you about it.
He's such a fucking idiot.
I love that this question made you think about that. Yeah. In any way, shape, or form, whether it's a joke or not.
I was thinking about that earlier today, like on the way over here, and then this question comes up, and I was like, I'm not sure when that took place. You could have told me it was February. I would have believed that it was February of this year. My favorite quote of the year is definitely Snowback Mike telling Roger, I love lying to you. I love lying to you, Roger. Like, it's just him in a nutshell.
It's him in a nutshell.
We hate him and we accept him, you know?
It's true. I still, in vain of your Venom thing, I still once in a while randomly crack up thinking back to Jurassic World Dominion, whatever. Dominion Rising or whatever.
You don't even fucking remember.
I don't care. But it's where it went and Andy just leaned over to me and goes, you're happy about this? You're happy that you're here right now.
Well, it's because you walked into the theater with your Jurassic World shirt and we're like, the worldies. Will, you know, we will be justified.
Fallen Kingdom, we were right on. You were wrong on. Dominion, we were all right about. It wasn't good.
You were so excited about it. We sat down in the first 10 minutes. I was like, this is your thing. You're going to champion this.
You know, the first 10 minutes weren't that bad.
First 10 minutes, the 10 minutes that included the giant moths.
I don't remember.
The 10 minutes were like the retrospective, and now this video, or like, here's what's happening to scientists around the world, or blah, blah, blah. It was a little Instagram video. Terrible movie.
Oh, you mean the grasshoppers, the giant grasshoppers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better. Thinking. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, moths, grasshoppers. I'm an idiot. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have any answer that would surprise anybody, but like launching the studio,
sure.
Like I'm an emotional guy. Yeah. I did not expect to burst into fucking tears coming out. And it's funny because I rewatched the intros recently because we're about a couple months out. Like it's crazy like how much things have changed and like how we're just in this space now. And it's funny because watching it, like the camera's far enough away that you don't see like that I'm crying the entire time. I start crying walking up. Like, it looks like, oh, I just started crying when Mike was interviewing me. The entire time, I'm just a mess. Yeah. And that was just such a special moment. It was such a release. It was like, holy shit, we did it. We're here.
Yeah, yeah.
So much work went into this. So that one, I definitely won't ever forget. And honestly,
that's funny where you're going with this. It's not that I didn't expect you to burst into tears. I didn't expect you not to be able to talk.
I couldn't talk.
Yeah, when you legit get up there, speechless. Like, yeah, exactly. When Mike tries to interview and you just choke out whatever and you leave, I was like,
happened to me in my life. Like, that, I cry a lot, I get emotional a lot. Never to that extent. That was like such a weird moment for me where I was like, whoa, I'm learning about my body in a way that I didn't. I've never known.
I'm becoming a man right now.
Shit's crazy. But otherwise, man, Top Gun Maverick, just what an experience. Like, I just can't believe that movies like that can still exist. And like, it just reminds me of stories my dad would tell me about watching the original Star Wars in theaters and stuff. Like, I will always remember walking out of Top Gun Maverick and just as stoked as I was and hitting up Andy and Nick and be like, we've reviewed hundreds of movies together. Like, we just hit a new high here, everybody. And then I saw it four more times.
And to have our expectations be blown out of the fucking water and be like, there's no way this movie's going to be that good. And have it exceed every expectation was just wild.
Yeah.
Elden Ring. Goddamn. Yeah. Elden Ring for me. Yeah, yeah. Just took a big portion of my life. There is the before Elden Ring era and the after Elden Ring era. Like, that's what this year has been for me. The rehearsal, bonding over the rehearsal with you, amazing. And other than that, I don't really know, man.
It's a big question to come out of the blue. Yeah. God of War, of course.
I mean, honestly, like, this might be my favorite year of content ever. Period. Like, just I can say really that as for sure when it comes to movies. But I think just like movies, TV shows, video games, like overall, it's like, damn, 2022 really fucking brought the heat, man.
Yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once was this year. Like, that's mind blowing to me. On
Halloween
top
kills.
Of Cobra Kai having a killer season, Halloween
Ends,
kills.
Whatever.
And yeah, that was a thing. But there was just so much good. And I hope that it just keeps rolling in. 2023 is like stacked as well, potentially, but.
I want to throw it out there, Marvel Snap, but then I want to follow up and ask, are you still snapping? New season launches tonight, obviously.
You know, and this is a topic for another day, potentially, but like I've actually been struggling with time management in a way that I haven't in years, maybe ever, with being at the studio during the day, having so many different video games that I want to play, whether they're new,
so much.
Linear... Yeah. Experiences, things like Callisto, but then combining that with the ongoingness of Marvel Snap, where like I'm in multiple times a day, like I'm doing all the challenges, like I'm still super hooked on it, but then now also trying to be a Pokemon master, sure. Catch them all, you know.
Yeah.
It's
you
I
have
can't
any choices.
Find the
it
time. And then I have to watch all these TV shows and like movies and all this stuff, and it's just like, what a time to be alive, let alone hang out with G, hang out with the pups, hang out with everything, eating all that other shit. It's just like, it is. It's a lot of stuff, man.
I was telling you, God of War Ragnarok obviously is a masterpiece and fantastic and yada yada, but there were nights reviewing it where I was like, I'd like to stop right now and just play some Snap. But I know I need to push to hit the review embargo. I need to get this done. It's not a commentary on one being better than the other. It's just the fact that like Marvel Snap gets its hooks into you that way. And
how's
that's
your season going? You good?
No. Thanksgiving was real hard, and I fell way behind because of it, right? Because it was a similar thing to what you're talking about, where Jen is, you know, all in on Pokemon, and I started the same night as her.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, she loves Pokemon games.
Fuck yeah.
And I started the same night as her, but that night even, played like an hour of it, and was like, okay, I'm going to snap a bit, and then snap the entire rest of the night. And so when we went to Chicago, she brought the Switch, and I packed my Switch, but I only ever snapped. But it was at that point where it's like, you know, 2022 highlight, of course, is being a dad and, you know, that changing and watching Ben become a person, all these different things. But it is exhausting, period, let alone what it was to fly to Chicago and then have these two wake windows where it's like you're trying to balance family and activities and see things and do things and see then also be a son to my parents and talk to them and do these. It was like dad would go to bed and like we'd struggle on. Jen was watching 1899 on Netflix. And I'd get about 30 minutes into that trying to play Snap at the same time and fall asleep there. So it's like I fell way behind in the season because of it. So I did not live up to my form. And then the problem I've had with Snap personally is with the amount of time I can put into it as a distraction, I haven't had time to craft decks. And that's such a key thing where it's like this season in particular, what I think I maxed out at like 45, where it was just like in terms of not my season pass, my challenge level or whatever, where it was just like, oh, you're all running a reveal deck because there's a reveal thing, but I do not have time right now to sit here and actually go look into what I want my reveal thing to be. So I just run a very vanilla deck that I like a lot, but it can easily be clowned out when somebody's like playing, you know, the meta of, all right, well, I'm gonna let out Carnage and I'm gonna do this and they're gonna destroy that. And then here comes all these fucking Doom bots. And then, you know what I mean?
Anyway. I'm at the point where because of God of War and Pokemon, all these other things, that the amount of times that Gia explains to me how something works, and it makes her so happy. And I'm just like, I love this too. Like, this is great. But yeah, like there's like new cards and stuff that I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, oh, this is how this works. I'm like, good Lord, how did we get here?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, right?
A couple people in chat told me to watch Andor, and I will be watching Andor when I go back home for Christmas. Watch out with my dad.
Excited for you.
Excited about that.
You should be.
Something from this episode that comes up in Andor in a way you won't expect.
I don't know what that means.
You won't know until Andy comes home from Christmas.
Is it it's either a Samoyed or it's the game telling you to do you want to watch a real day?
Well, what a year it's been.
Yeah.
Worst year of my life. I could say that assuredly.
Why?
Just hard. A lot of hard shit.
Yeah.
A lot of emotional shit.
Sure.
A lot of just relationship shit. Not romantic relationship. That shit's crushing. Every other relationship? Yeah. But you know what? I take that as a win. Our relationship's great. Our relationship's great.
Our relationship's great.
But yeah. But I feel like that's just kind of like, that's life sometimes though, right? Like, sure. Even could be like, even though it's the worst thing ever, I'm happy, I'm lucky that it's still this good.
Sure.
Cheers.
Okay. Do you have New Year's resolutions, or do you feel like everything that's been, what, everything that made it hard is out of your control?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's out of control. My New Year's resolution is to just maintain. Like, I've been having a real hard time just maintaining.
When are you taking time off? That's the big question.
I need to figure that out.
Yeah, you need to take time off.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay.
February? I don't know. I'm just saying that. But probably
toss it out there.
The entire month.
You deserve it. We'd figure it out.
We'll see. I know. We'll figure it out.
Me and Andy are like
two pieces
a fifth. We're like a fifth of a Tim. We could figure out how to do everything businessy.
I mean, it'd be you and me asking Joey a lot about Excel.
Yeah. Joey got this Google login. You got this thing. It says we're on a call with these people. We don't know where to go. Where do we go?
Who has the authenticator code or whatever the fuck?
All right. Andy, do you have any New Year's resolutions for what you want to think in 2022?
Oh, my God. Fucking just lose weight, bro. Get healthy.
You're really fast.
You're looking good, dude.
I've become so just disgusted with myself, man.
Really?
Like, I've gotten to a decent place, and then I just, like, it was just a steep decline of every health. Mental, physical, it just all was working in such good unison with each other.
Yeah.
Like my mental health and my physical health playing, like, the best fucking co-op game you've ever played together, going downhill together, like, steadily, like... One would fuck up and the other would be like, don't worry, I got you, bro. And they were just tanking.
Oh, he's climbing again.
Yeah,
I got him.
They were tanking simultaneously. So, like, just try to, like Tim was saying, maintain. But I, if anything, just improve. Because, goddamn. Like, I don't know what show I mentioned this on. It may have been a stream. But I had seen a TikTok of Jon Hamm being interviewed.
Yeah.
And he mentioned...
Did he mention Mizzou?
Didn't mention Mizzou, shockingly. But he did mention... he was talking about mental health and depression and stuff like that. And he talked about... He's like, you know, not normal to stay asleep in bed till 4 p.m. when you're not sleepy. I was like, oh, fuck. I haven't been sleepy. I just do it. For no... Like, it's obviously for a reason. But to me, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. Let me just stay in bed. It's like, no, you're not tired. Like, there's something... that you need to fix up here, you know?
Sure.
And so I just want to, like, try to improve that shit. Yeah, because, like, it gets late, and then I sleep until fucking 3 p.m., and I wake up, and I'm like, ugh, I'm still tired, but I'm not, but I am. Do I go to the gym? No, I'll just fucking sit here, watch some shit. And I just, like, will fight everything in my body to not leave the bed. And it feel like... If you would have lit my bed on fire, I would have found a way to stay in it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how bad it is sometimes.
Sure.
So I just want to, like, try to get better at one of those things and then hope that the co-op journey goes on the uptick.
Co-op gets better. Yeah,
Are you talking to me? Are you going to do therapy? Are you going to do, like, BetterHelp or anything?
I want to do therapy because, like, I talk to a psychiatrist once every, like, not often enough, definitely.
Sure.
It's always just more of, like, a check-in sort of thing. And I
do
want
you do that anything? We're like, yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine.
No. I mean, a lot of it is there are suggestions made of telling me to eat better, telling me to, like, find a schedule, find a rhythm. And it's like, that's impossible for me. I'm, like, just not engineered that way. But I'd love to be. Yeah. Like, I found myself in a really good rhythm before the pandemic hit of going to the gym and, like, feeling better about myself. And it just... You just feel better anyway when you work out. I just, you know, yeah, it fucking sucks when you're doing it, but your mood is better. You sleep easier because you're tired. I will say that dealing with the Adderall shortage for about 3 months did not help either.
Sure.
Like, that did not help any of my motivation where, like, it's been a nationwide shortage and people have not been able to get prescriptions. And it fucking sucked. And I finally got... a prescription after over 3 months, probably closer to like 4 or 5 months. I just was really bad at keeping track of time. But we're back on track there. So luckily there's been a lot of headway made there. And you get into one funk and it just fucking snowballs, dude. It sucks. But yeah, hopefully, get better and try to make more routine of that. And not just like, it's a little too late to go to the gym. Like, nah, man. Like last night, it was two nights ago. It was raining and I was like, normally this would be a day where I'd say, I won't go to the gym today. It's raining. Like, fuck that. You haven't gone to the gym the other days when it's halfway raining.
Yeah.
So like, because I had just gone the night or two before that, and then it was pouring and was cold, and I had every excuse to not do it, but I was like, no. You've been sitting around for 2 hours not going to the gym. You know you have wanted to go. You've been dressed and you're ready to go. You've just been fighting every fucking urge to go because you don't want to do it, but I fucking, like, finally did it. And I'll tell you what, becoming a handheld gamer again and having a Steam Deck has made that gym experience a lot easier.
What are you doing? You walking on the treadmill playing some deck there?
Yeah, walking on the treadmill, and then I have a little tiny, what's the brand of controller,
Hori.
Tim? The brand of Switch controller
fix.
That we love?
8-bit though.
8-bit though. Yeah, 8-bit though makes a very, very small controller Bluetooth that I'm able to just kind of hold in one hand and just play Vampire Survivors, and it's been a perfect fucking,
because
the rounds are like 30 minutes, so I just do the treadmill for 30 minutes with the thing, and then I feel better afterwards. So, like, hopefully keep that into an upwards trend. That's the goal.
Okay.
Good. Hell yeah.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. Each and every week, three, sometimes four, best friends gather around this table, each coming to hang out with each other. If you want to hang out with us, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you could watch us record the show live, you could get the show ad-free, you could be a producer, you could get 38 episodes of exclusive content all up on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, if that isn't your bag, no big deal. Each episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast posts on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. And, of course, you can write in for free at kindoffunny.com/kfpodcast. If you're buying video games on the Epic Games Store, use the creator code KINDAFUNNY, or if you're playing some of them Epic Game Store kind of games like Fortnite, Rocket League, or Rumbleverse over on your PlayStation, Xbox, or Switch, do the same. Huge week of content for us. Of course, there's your usual Kinda Funny interviews, all that jazz, but more importantly, it's Game Awards week, so you know you can get all of that over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, including if you went to patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could watch us do our predictions for the Game Awards announcements tomorrow on Tuesday, or maybe today on Tuesday, depending on when you're watching this. But I really care about you, Trog, so I talk about it like that. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.